Have you ever found yourself feeling really overwhelmed by the chaos of life, constantly caught up in worries about the future or regrets about the past? Listen, you are definitely not alone. In today's really fast-paced world, it is so easy to get swept away by the currents of our thoughts and emotions. But fear not, my sweet friend, because mindfulness meditation offers a super simple yet really powerful antidote to this common affliction. So grab a cushion, find a comfortable seat, and let's explore the magical world of mindfulness together. Happiest March, my sweet friend. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together, and everyone can sit with us. I'm your host, Chantel, and oh my God, that feels so amazing to say, you have no idea. The podcast has been on like the most mega hiatus, like an ice age, if you will, but that all ends today. We can talk about all that super long break stuff another time. Today, all I really want to do is hang out with you and let you know what's coming in the month of March so we can all get excited together, all the rah-rahs. So first things first, I want to give you the world, the galaxy, the universe. But I've realized that I really need to stop romanticizing my schedule and come to terms with the fact that I have been pulled in like a million directions for the last few years, and it just keeps on coming. And all of this has really prevented me from being able to commit to everything I want to do for and share with you. So I know that my happiness lies in just being with you and connecting with you, and that doesn't have to look like one solitary thing. So I've given this lots and lots of thought, and with that in mind, I'm going to change things up and fill your lovely ears with mini-sodes. Yes, mini-sodes. And honestly, these might be more like micro-sodes because they're small. Listen, sister. What in the hematite does that even mean? Listen, I am so glad you asked. The Media Matters is going to have not one, not two, but three, baby. Three compact episodes every single week in the month of March. So you can satisfy your sweet tooth every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Central with a little sprinkle of love from me to you. So this month, I really want to focus on meditation because it is so freaking amazing for all the things. And listen, if there is a month that deserves something special, it is definitely March and meditation. They should go together with a special shout out just because. So be sure to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday when I share some meditation goodies with you. And listen, I want to hear from you. I want to know what questions you have about meditation and everything in between. So type those little babies up and send them my way on Instagram and Facebook, email, smoke signal, whatevs. In case you didn't know, we do have a YouTube channel with goodies coming your way. Now, real talk, she is pretty lonely right now, but that's going to change very soon. So go subscribe and keep your eye out for some love over there at The Medium Matters on YouTube. We also have a newsletter just for you. So head to themediummatters.com and sign up to join the Mini Mystics Club. I'll put all of this in the show notes just for you so you don't miss out. And, you know, everyone's included. All the love. Okay, now then, let's talk meditation. So today we're diving into the beautiful practice of mindfulness meditation, and this is a beginner's guide to cultivating present moment awareness. So get ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery and inner peace as we explore the fundamentals of mindfulness meditation and learn how to bring greater presence and awareness into our daily lives, because this stuff is stuff of magic and stuff of beauty. So let's start by unpacking what exactly mindfulness meditation is all about. So at its core, mindfulness meditation is a practice of cultivating present moment awareness. It's the ability to be fully present and engaged with whatever is happening right now without judgment or attachment. And that is really like you judging yourself and saying, oh my gosh, my mind should be clear. Why is my mind always wandering? Listen, kill the pressure. Like no more of that. No more. In mindfulness meditation, what we want to do is train our minds to focus on the sensations of the breath, the body, or the present moment itself, bringing our attention right back whenever it wanders off into thoughts or distractions. So by anchoring our awareness in the present moment, we cultivate greater clarity, calmness, and insight into our inner experience. This kind of meditation is not about emptying the mind or trying to stop thoughts altogether. No. Instead, it's about developing a really friendly and non-judgmental attitude towards our thoughts and feelings and really just allowing them to come and go like little beautiful clouds passing through the sky. So if you want to give mindfulness meditation a try, then I really encourage you to start with short guided meditations or mindfulness exercises to help you get started. Set aside a few minutes each day to sit quietly, close your eyes, and simply be present with whatever arises. And listen, the key is consistency. Even just a few minutes of mindfulness meditation every day can make a really big difference in your life. So now that we understand what mindfulness meditation is, let's explore some of the incredible benefits it has to offer. So research has shown that regular mindfulness meditation practice can have a really profound impact on our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. And listen, it's no mystery if you ask me, because you are actually taking some time for you. You are being purposeful and saying, I am going to take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 11 minutes, whatever your magic number is, and I'm going to sit in silence, or I'm going to listen to this song I like. I'm going to listen to something instrumental. I'm going to listen to a guided meditation, whatever that is. But you're going at it with purpose and you're doing it just for you. So for starters, mindfulness meditation has been found to reduce stress, anxiety, and depression while increasing feelings of calm, clarity, and resilience. And who does not need more of that? So by bringing our attention to the present moment, we're able to step out of the cycle of rumination and worry and find greater peace and balance in our lives. Additionally, mindfulness meditation has been shown to improve focus, concentration, and cognitive function, making it a really valuable tool for enhancing productivity and performance in pretty much like every area of our lives. So if we practice this regularly, we're going to find that we're better able to stay focused and present in whatever we're doing, whether it's work, it's studying, or just doing something super creative that we love. If you're intrigued by the potential benefits of mindful meditation, then I definitely encourage you to commit to a regular meditation practice and see for yourself the positive impact it can have on your life. Whether you're looking to reduce stress, improve focus, or simply find greater peace and balance, mindfulness meditation has something to offer everyone. So take a deep breath, relax, and let the journey begin. So I want to talk about some practical tips for bringing mindfulness into our daily lives way beyond the meditation cushion, if you know what I mean. While formal meditation practice is important and I love it, there are so many different types of meditation. This mindfulness stuff, the true magic of it, lies in how we integrate it into our everyday activities and interactions. So one simple way to cultivate mindfulness in daily life is to bring greater awareness to everyday activities such as eating, walking, or even washing the dishes. I know it sounds silly, but just hear me out. By paying attention to the sensations, the sights, the sounds of the present moment, we can definitely turn mundane tasks into opportunities for mindfulness and presence. So I have a great practice for you that has served me well in times of need and kept me grounded in the present moment. I call it talk the task, and I literally just made that up. But no matter what you're doing, talk it out loud or quietly in your mind. So here's an example. Ready, set, go. Let's say I'm folding laundry. I will talk or think through every single thing I'm doing, feeling, and seeing. So I might say, I'm standing in my room right next to my bed and I'm getting ready to fold laundry. The curtains are open, the sunshine is streaming in along the floor. I dump the warm, clean clothes out of the laundry basket and onto the bed. I'm picking up my white V-neck t-shirt and it feels warm and soft in my hands. I'm shaking it out to smooth out the fabric and I'm folding it in half from the right seam to the left seam. And then I'm folding it in half one more time from the shoulders to the waist. I'm placing it on the bed to start a pile of folded shirts that I'll place on the shelf in the closet when I'm ready to put everything away. Now I'm picking up my pink workout pants. The color is bright and vibrant and makes me feel really happy. The fabric is buttery soft in my hands and still a little warm from the dryer. As I stand here, the heater turns on and the warm air flows against my back. I feel cozy in this warm and quiet room. So on and on I would go until I'm good to stop. And I either feel like I'm grounded and I'm settled, I'm present and I can move on, or my thoughts just start to wander, and that's totally fine too. So I really find this practice to be helpful in bringing me back to the present moment. And with all of the busyness that I've had in my life for the last few years, the moment I found this, I have to say, I immediately just felt so reconnected. And I mean, it is just, it's pretty magical. Like, I don't even know what else to say. I really don't. So honestly, this just keeps my mind from wandering to the past or the future. And it really shuts everything out in between, if you know what I mean, because I'm putting all of my attention on every little detail of the task at hand, which doesn't leave room for anything else. It has been like such the game changer, I can't even tell you. Moving right along, another helpful practice is to take regular mindfulness breaks throughout the day, pausing to check in with ourselves and reconnect with our breath. Whether it's a few deep breaths before a meeting or a mindful minute during a busy day, these mini meditations can help us stay grounded and centered in the busyness of life. This is another thing that has really helped me along the way in the chaos of these last few years, and that is just to take a moment. And it doesn't matter if I can't step away from my desk. All I need to do is sit there, just tune everything out, close my eyes for a minute, and just focus on my breath. And I really mean, like, sometimes it's not even a minute, it's just a few seconds. But again, it's really just about making sure that you are taking a moment for you and you're being purposeful about it. I think that is the biggest takeaway here. So to get this going, I would say set a goal to bring more mindfulness into your daily life. And again, just being purposeful. I encourage you to experiment with these tips and see what works best for you, because, you know, not everything is going to work for everybody. So whether it's mindful eating, walking, or just taking a few minutes to focus on your breath and be present, there are so many opportunities to cultivate that mindfulness throughout your day. So embrace the present moment and watch as your magic unfolds. And that, my love, brings us to the end of our beginner's guide to mindfulness meditation. I really hope that you found this mini-sode informative and inspiring, and that you feel empowered to start your own mindfulness meditation practice. Remember, the journey of mindfulness is a lifelong one, and it is filled with moments of joy and clarity and connection. I am hoping that you are present, you are mindful, and that you find all the love and peace. If you enjoyed this mini-sode, please make sure that you follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Don't forget to tune in to The Media Matters every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Central in the month of March for an all-new special mini-sode from me to you. Head over to the website and join our mailing list, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and spend a little QT with me on the socials for even more love. I hope you make beautiful magic, my friend. See you next time.